local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We head into hour number two of a July 3rd edition of Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Gracie with you. Thanks for spending a portion of your holiday weekend with us. We learned last hour that Gracie likes dipping her hot dogs in ketchup. This came about around a discussion about hot dog etiquette. And according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, says that if you're over the age of 18, you cannot have ketchup on your hot dogs, to which I took offense to that. It's something that I've always done and always will continue to do so. And then Gracie made it known that she dips her hot dogs in ketchup. So I'm a little stunned, still reeling, trying to get my bearings back, as you are the first person I've ever heard of dipping your hot dogs in ketchup. So
I am sure I'm not the only one. Well, I just want to say two things. First of all, okay. I don't have hot dogs all that often, so it's not like it's like my go-to is drenching my hot dogs in a cup of ketchup. And it's like eating a corn dog. You dip your corn dog.
I would argue that the corn dog and the hot dog are two totally different things.
Oh, come on.
Hot dog is covered and in the cornbread, and it is own separate entity where dipping is allowed, but the hot dog is not. That is where I would lean on that. You can let us know your thoughts, 850-437-1620. Also, we've got a few requests both today and tomorrow throughout the show on the bumper music. We are doing patriotic-themed music, so you can let us know your requests, 850-437-1620. Today's top three stories before we get to local traffic and weather. Police in a number of states investigating weekend mass shootings, the largest of which in Maryland, where two people died and 28 others were wounded when two gunmen opened fire at a block party in South Baltimore, the victims ranging between 13 and 32 years old.
We are committed to doing a thorough investigation and identifying and apprehending and prosecuting these individuals held responsible for this chaotic incident.
And they are offering a $28,000 reward for information leading to arrests.
Meanwhile, a shooting at Wichita, Kansas nightclub left several people injured early on Sunday morning. Eight victims suffered from gunshot wounds and two more were injured from a stampede as a crowd fled out of the venue. There is a suspect in custody in that case.
Over in Bay County, the sheriff's office says they're looking now into possible charges against parents involved in last weekend's drownings. They say that there were five separate incidents in which parents let their children swim in the Gulf despite double red flags flying.
To me, it's no different than having a fire inside of a house and allowing a kid to go over there that doesn't know any danger to that fire and letting them go over there and get themselves burned or leaving them home alone with a fire going.
That's Captain Jason Daffin with WJHG. He says that they are discussing possible child neglect charges with the state attorney's office in those cases. 5:15 right now, still a mess over in Santa Rosa County. It has been that way all afternoon. Gracie, what in the world is going on?
Well, we've had slowdowns all afternoon due to construction going over Blackwater River right near the Ward Basin Road exit. That's going to be the right lane blocked off due to construction going over the bridge. But we also are getting some accidents in that area now, so that is not helping at all. So one accident is going to be a multi-vehicle crash, Santa Rosa County I-10 westbound. That's at the ramp at exit 31, which is 87, and that again involving multiple vehicles and is slowing things down a bit more. So backing up past 87 on I-10 westbound due to the construction and now this crash. And on Highway 90, we have extremely slow moving traffic on Highway 90 westbound from 87 getting into downtown Milton due to these slowdowns, people getting off the interstate heading onto Highway 90. So that is slowing things down there. and an accident on Highway 90 throughout Milton. Just past these slowdowns. So if you're going through Milton, you get out of all that traffic. Well, you have some more traffic right at Avalon Boulevard. That's also in the westbound direction. Accident right in front of Zips Car Wash. So expect some slowdowns there. See anything else on the roads? Have some details. Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. For weather, it's 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze, with a 30% chance of rain for this evening and a low of 79. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some local headlines now, neighbors mourning the loss of one of their good friends after a weekend RV fire.
He's very sweet, very kind. He was there for you when you needed somebody to talk to. He's very sweet. No one missing. I loved him to death.
Talking with Channel 3 about her neighbor they call Jerome. The deadly fire broke out yesterday at an RV on West Jackson Street. That fire being investigated by the Bureau of Fire, Arson, and Explosives. It was the second of two deadly fires. The first happened Saturday at a home on North 8th Avenue in Pensacola. One man died after being trapped in the home. A firefighter also suffering heat-related injuries during the blaze there. The Department of Economic Opportunity paying a visit to Century recently to evaluate two would-be projects. The town of Century asking for nearly $13 million in grants. That according to NorthEscambia.com. Century is requesting $10 million to demolish, rebuild, and repurpose the old Century High School gym into a multi-purpose facility that could be used as a shelter. Also, they're seeking $2.8 million to replace the Freedom Road Bridge that's been closed for 3 years. That's in addition to the over $1.2 million that was awarded for that project in the state budget. Our Steve Taylor reporting on now that the construction in Highway 29 and I-10 area seems to be complete. FDOT is now planning a reconstruction of the I-10 Highway 29 interchange starting early next year.
The massive reconstruction of the interchange will take 6 years to complete and likely will cost more than $200 million. Reconfiguring the interchange is a massive project that spans 7 miles and will require the replacement or construction of 12 bridges, including a railroad bridge and the Palafox Road Bridge that both cross I-10, also rerouting the main travel lanes of I-10 and building a new drainage system and stormwater ponds. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Steve. Tomorrow night, the largest fireworks show ever held in Pensacola. That's on the bayfront. It's being organized by the Pensacola Chamber and Young Professionals Group. It's the first fireworks show since Sertoma decided to step away from being the major backer of the show last year. It's going to be simulcast on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. Again, that starts at 9. The fireworks will be put on by Pyro Shows based out of Tennessee. They've been in business for more than 50 years, so should be a good time. 5:20, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our state and national headlines. A July 3rd edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of the most popular Christian hymns in the world is Jonathan Newton's Amazing Grace. And the word grace simply means unmerited favor. And grace is beautifully displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Grace is a step beyond mercy. Remember that mercy is withholding a penalty that you justly deserve, and of course we love mercy. However, grace is not only withholding a penalty that we rightly deserve, but grace is also giving us something that we have not earned. The fact is that we're all sinners, and the Bible says we deserve punishment for our sin. But God's grace says, here's Jesus, and he has perfectly paid your sin penalty and mine. Believe on him today. That's amazing grace.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's time to get your head in the cloud with Pensacola Air Flight School. Come fly an airplane or let them teach you to fly. From your first flight to the airline captain, Pensacola Air offers affordable flight training for pilots by pilots. For a limited time only, we're offering a discounted discovery flight over the beautiful Emerald Coast for only $139.99. Pensacola Air Flight School. Book online at kpnsair.com or call 850-316-8825.
duty, honor. You chose to put on the uniform, to go when called upon, to get the job done, to preserve our way of life. At Peden, we're proud to serve all those who serve our country, to be there when called upon, to get the job done, to preserve your way of life. It's a badge of honor to be helping our military, our veterans, and their families. You gave an oath to protect our homeland. It's our mission to protect your home.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his
right. It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great holiday weekend celebrating the 4th of July. And you can't have 4th of July without a little bit of Toby Keith. So go ahead and text in what patriotic song you love to hear, and we'll play for bumper music right here on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. 525, going to get a quick look at traffic before we get some state headlines in. We'd still have extremely slow-moving traffic on I-10. Westbound in Santa Rosa County, if you are heading towards 87, you're going to start seeing those slowdowns about a little bit before 87, and that is going to continue all the way through Blackwater River due to construction on the bridge blocking the right lane. So make sure to get over to the left side once you get out of once you get towards Ward Basin Road exit. So we have that slowdowns due to construction as well as an accident at the exit of 87 that is involving multiple vehicles in the westbound direction. So that is also slowing things down. Highway 90 in Milton, also extremely slow moving traffic due to everyone getting off the interstate. That's going to be between 87 and downtown Milton. So expect some slowdowns there. And we do have a patch of slow traffic right near Avalon Boulevard on Highway 90 in the westbound direction. That's due to an accident. See something else on the roads? Give me a call to 850-262-6111 for weather. We are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Showers and thunderstorms are definitely in the forecast, but it's not all day rain. Our rain chance for the 4th of July, about 50%. High temperatures are going to be up in the low 90s, but our heat index values will be in the triple digits. It may feel like it's somewhere between 105 and 110 here for the 4th, and really the forecast is pretty similar as we head through the next several days. Overnight lows, upper 70s, and even overnight, there's a chance a shower or storm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at some state headlines, Mexico weighing in on Florida's new immigration law. That law went into effect Saturday, includes money to move migrants out of Florida, limits access to ID cards, and requires companies using E-Verify to authenticate a person's eligibility to work in the U.S. Mexico's foreign ministry said over the weekend that, quote, criminalization is not the way to resolve the phenomenon of undocumented migration.
And some good news out of the National Hurricane Center. Two disturbances that were being monitored all last week. Their map of the Atlantic Basin shows no tropical cyclone activity over the next 48 hours. And no new activity is expected over the next 7 days.
University of Florida working on a plan to give the swamp a multi-million dollar makeover. School officials say they've begun searching for an architectural firm to design the largest facility project in its history, and they estimate the cost at around $400 million, and it would reduce the capacity as well.
And coming out of the Tampa Bay area, nearly two dozen people across at Tampa Bay are lucky to be alive after they were rescued over the weekend. The U.S. Coast Guard sector of St. Petersburg says that they saved 21 people on Saturday, all within an hour. More than half of the victims were capsized on a boat in Crystal River, while the others were overturned near Santa Rosa Bay.
And looking at some quick national headlines here, authorities calling the deaths of six people in a South Carolina house fire a homicide. The bodies were found yesterday morning. One surviving victim was found in critical condition and was airlifted to the hospital. A 33-year-old man now charged with the attempted murder of that person. More charges are pending. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says despite last week's troubles, he's optimistic about the state of air travel moving forward.
We saw the most air passengers, not only since COVID, but we think ever. And we saw cancellation rates and delay rates below 3%.
He was on CNN's State of the Union saying flights were back to normal for the holiday weekend. Air travel much improved from last year as well. Oklahoma's already had more tornadoes this year than the average number for the entire year. From 1950 to 2022, Oklahoma averages just over 57 tornadoes per year. In this year, so far in 2023, already at 62. Chicago recovering after experiencing record-breaking rainfall. The National Weather Service recorded 3.35 inches of rain at O'Hare. That's the breaks the record back from 1982, 2.06 inches. Downpours forced CTA and Metra to shut down some train lines and closed a number of expressways as well. And the U.S. Forest Service wants people to use red, white, and blue silly string over fireworks. But environmentalists are saying silly string is not a better alternative because of its non-biodegradable plastic and aerosol cans. 5:30 now, Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Stevens. Holiday airline passengers could be in for a rough go again due to bad weather.
The threat of storms is currently stretching from the northeast and mid-Atlantic to the southeast and southern plains. This could be a repeat of last week when severe weather in the northeast and across the Midwest canceled tens of thousands of flights.
Fox's CB Cotton at Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey. The search still on for suspects or a suspect following this weekend's block party shooting in Baltimore, leaving two people dead, dozens wounded. Mayor Brandon Scott.
We are doing everything in our power to ensure that the horrific violence that occurred this weekend, is not repeated either in Brooklyn or any other neighborhood across Baltimore.
There's still no word on whether that shooting was targeted or random in nature. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Inflation remains a concern, but most consumers do expect it to decline in the years ahead, according to recent surveys likely to be welcomed by the Federal Reserve. The New York Fed's May survey found that consumers expect to see 4.1% inflation a year from now, the lowest such reading in 2 years and down sharply from its recent peak of close to 7%. More important for the Fed, consumers expect inflation to ease to 3% in 3 years and to 2.7% in 5 years. Wall Street's shortened pre-holiday trading session, as expected, was a lackluster one, though the indexes did manage narrow gains. In the first session of the second half of the year, the Dow Industrials edged up 10 points, the S&P 500 added 5, the NASDAQ Composite rose 28. You've heard the expression, the rich get richer? Well, here's more proof. The Bloomberg Billionaires Index showed that the world's 500 wealthiest people added $852 billion to their fortunes over the first half of 2023 and averaged $14 million per day each. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority. Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
This is John Marks with a CBS Sports Minute. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, a yearly tradition on the 4th of July, and once again, the heavy favorite to win, and for good reason, is Joey Chestnut. He's won 7 straight years and 15 out of 16, and he's a huge favorite. His over-under for hot dogs eaten in the 10-minute time limit, 72.5. That's a lot of pig parts. I'm John Marks.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Southern Recipe.
Pork rinds.
Southern Recipe pork rinds not only taste bolder than your traditional snack, they're also low-carb, high-protein packed and have 7 grams of collagen per serving. Southern Recipe pork rinds are as tasty out of the bag as they are in your favorite keto-friendly recipe. Find your rind in the snack aisle or at southernrecipe.com. That's southernrecipe.com.
Southern Recipe
pork rinds.
Available in the snack aisle at your local racetrack today.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea with 5% alcohol. Look for Twisted Tea in the bright yellow cans. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Thank you.
start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're enjoying your Monday afternoon, getting ready for 4th of July, a big holiday weekend. Hope you are celebrating and just enjoying the long weekend for today and tomorrow. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some more headlines. We still have extremely slow traffic throughout I-10 westbound in Santa Rosa County, as well as Highway 90. That is going to be due to construction going over Blackwater River right near Ward Basin Road. The right lane is blocked off, and that is causing some major delays. We also have an accident kind of within that those slowdowns. That's going to be at 87 due to that's going to be also in the westbound direction, an accident slowing things down a little bit heavier after you get past 87. So in between 87 and Blackwater River are going to be, it's Blackwater Bay, going to be very slow moving, as well as on Highway 90. Again, 87 to downtown Milton, extremely slow moving traffic in the westbound direction. See something else on the roads or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, it's 89 right now in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. A 30% chance of rain for this evening and a low of 79. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And just so I'm correct, this is construction, right? I believe that they are.
Yes.
It's right on the Blackwater Bridge, and cones up, getting the lane down to one. So yeah, it's been this way all afternoon, at least. It may have even started this morning, but I got here at about 11 and sat down in this chair at about 12:30. So since I've been here, it's been like that all day. So no word on how long this will go up. So just got to pack your patience if you're headed west bound on I-10 right now. Nothing we can do about it. Taking a look at some sports headlines, Major League Baseball, the Braves in action tonight, taking on the Guardians in Cleveland. That one starts at 6:10. Also, the Marlins hosting the Cardinals. That one is just about to get underway. Earlier today, the Brewers beat the Cubs 8-6. The Astros over the Rangers 12-11. And just getting started, the Reds and the Nationals scoreless in the first inning. Later on FS1, the Angels taking on the Padres in San Diego. Today, the first day of Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic winning his first-round matchup. Venus Williams lost in her 24th appearance at the All England Club today. Minnesota Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards agreeing to a rookie max extension, 5 years worth $260 million. The number one overall pick back in 2020 becomes the fourth member of his draft class to get that rookie max extension deal. Melo Ball, Tyrese Halliburton, and Desmond Bain, the others that have gotten that deal. The Home Run Derby next Monday night, and the list of combatants starting to take shape here. We've got the Mets' Pete Alonso. He's a two-time Derby champ in it. The Rays' Randy Arozarena. He's in it. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and the Dodgers' Mookie Betts. And the latest contestant, Adley Rutschman from the Baltimore Orioles. There's two more spots that will be in the field next Monday. Tomorrow, thousands of people going to Coney Island for the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. Competitors have 10 minutes to eat as many hot dogs as they can. Joey Chestnut, the reigning men's champion, he's won 15 of the last 16. Last year, he ate 63, which was, believe it or not, 10 shy of his record, 73 from 2021. And Miki Sudo, the women's champion, ate 40 last year. So I can't watch it. I've tried, and it's just disgusting. So I cannot. You dip your hot dogs in ketchup. They dip the hot dogs in water and just slide them right down, and it's disgusting. I just can't watch it. Health, business, and science notes. The head of the DEA is calling the fentanyl crisis the most critical issue in the U.S. today.
Last year, over 110,000 Americans have died from fentanyl and methamphetamine poisoning. About 200 Americans are dying every day from fentanyl.
DEA Administrator Ann Milgram was on NBC's Meet the Press. She says what makes fentanyl even more dangerous is it's made from chemicals and that fentanyl powder can be added to other drugs such as cocaine and heroin. She says their top mission is to defeat the two Mexican cartels they say are to blame for virtually all fentanyl that comes into the U.S.
Also, the cost of mailing a letter is going up. The U.S. Postal Service is hiking up the price for a stamp from 63 cents to 66 cents. This month will mark the fourth price increase in 2 years on forever stamps. And USPS says that the new hike is needed to offset inflation. The Postal Service will also increase rates for packages and marketing mail. And these changes are going to change on this Sunday, coming up July 9th.
Tesla deliveries are on the rise. They're up 83% this year compared to the same quarter last year. In 2023, the automaker has delivered over 466,000 vehicles from April to June, compared to just under 255,000 last year during the same period.
Also, United Airlines giving 30,000 frequent flyer miles to travelers delayed by the massive flight disturbances that happened this past week. Bad weather is just the start of United Airlines issues, which include takeoff delays as much as 8 hours in some cases. Meanwhile, the CEO of United, Scott Kirby, apologized for what he said was an insensitive decision to fly private last week while customers were left stranded.
Yeah, not great optics for the CEO. So, we're said about a lot of things in society now, and that would be one of them. If I was a United customer last week and the CEO was flying private at the airport I was at while I was stranded for 8 hours, I'd be a little upset about that as well. Well, one thing I was upset about, but I didn't do any angry tweets or anything like that, but Twitter was just an absolute mess on Saturday. And it's one of the few things that I enjoy doing in my leisure time where I'm just at home. I like keeping up with what's going on in the news, what's going up in sports, and I just couldn't see anything on Saturday. Elon Musk tweeted out that it was due to extreme levels of data scraping and system manipulation, so they limited the number of tweets that people could see whether you were a subscriber or not. Looks like things have gotten back to normal today, so that's good. But yeah, not a whole lot of happy campers if you are at all interested and deal with Twitter a lot.
Also, Bud Light is now selling for less than water in some American warehouses. A warehouse in Pennsylvania said a 30-pack of Bud Light is $9. The manager there said that he has cases of water that cost more. Bud Light was a top-selling beer in the U.S., but now their sales have dropped nearly 30%.
850-437-1620 is the number. Still taking your recommendations all show long, both today and tomorrow, as we're playing patriotic bumper music all show long today and tomorrow. I've already gotten a lot of good suggestions. We're working our way through them. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Pop culture headlines coming up right after traffic and weather together.
Well, we still have slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be due to construction going over Blackwater River Bridge. The right lane is blocked off. The right lane's blocked off right before you get onto the bridge, and it does clear a back up to two lanes right on the bridge. So keep that in mind. That's going to be slow traffic all throughout I-10 if you're heading westbound back past 87. There's also an accident at the 87 exit that is slowing things down as well, also in the westbound direction. On Highway 90 going into Milton, expect slow traffic. That's going to be Highway 90 from 87 into downtown Milton due to these major slowdowns on the interstate. It's backing things up on Highway 90 as well. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have some chances of rain throughout this week. That's going to be 30% chance of rain for this evening and a low of 79. It's 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 96. I am Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And this report is brought to you by Irish Spring. Fill your shower with fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring buds. The Irish Spring, when the spring hits, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
So the Powerball jackpot now over the $500 million mark. Tonight's jackpot in the lottery game is worth $522 million, and tomorrow the Mega Millions jackpot is up to $400 million as well.
And Rihanna is reaching a Spotify milestone despite not having a new album out. The singer has become the first female artist to have 10 songs reach a billion streams on Spotify. Her last album dropped in 2016.
And the meme of the week is a Taylor Swift fan that skipped work, called out sick to get into the line for Taylor Swift merchandise hours before Friday show, and she didn't go to the show Friday, but she did go Saturday. She took an 11-year-old girl, I would presume her daughter maybe, but she was dressed wearing a sack, a blanket or something over her head, and then there were sunglasses over the blanket. And so this was making the rounds in social media. I could not imagine that she was that dense to know that, you know, why do you need sunglasses if you have the blanket over your head? But apparently this was a homage to one of Taylor's music videos featuring ghosts that had sunglasses over their heads. But she did an interview with a Cincinnati TV station out there and went to great lengths to, you know, conceal her identity, both in how she looked and the spoken word as well. Said she came to Cincinnati from Louisville for the show and that they were camped out hours in advance for the merchandise tents. So I did not know that the merchandise tents, I mean, I understand, you know, merchandise very, very popular, but are there so few merchandise that you have to camp out hours in advance?
I don't really know 100%. I know it's really long. So like if you don't want to go the day of your show, you try to go like a different day, and just that's the day you wait in line and you get the merch. And then the other day you go to the concert. I'm assuming they have a good abundance of merchandise,
I would think so,
to buy, but I don't know. And I know it's like a long, like 3 or 4 hour wait,
wow,
or something.
No, thank
Insane.
You.
Super weird. Well, speaking of super weird stuff, people will do anything to get a good tan now.
Yeah,
the newest dumb TikTok hack is to pour beer on yourself when to get a better tan. So some influencers posted a video by the pool where she pours beer on her legs and then rubs it in like lotion. She hopes that the beer can promote and produce her melatonin and stuff like that. Gives your skin it gives a pigment. But skincare experts do say that you should not do this. You probably just will end up with a wicked burn. And beer is sticky, so you'll also get a lot of bugs, bees, and mosquitoes flying in the area.
There is a poll online. Recent poll online came up with the top 10 things that are annoying that we forget. Number one, you walk into a room and can't remember why. Also, people's names, phone numbers, although I can't remember the last time I forgot a phone number because they're programmed in my phone, or yeah, I can just Google it, so I don't really understand that one. Passwords, that's a good one, especially the ones where I would think would be in my phone kind of password storage bank thing that I can just, you know, do the face recognition and it doesn't pop up.
That's never put in.
That's a good one. Then you have to reset and you get the email to reset and you have to go through that. Yeah, especially when it's something that you use monthly or once a year. Like for me, it's always like the Gulf Power bill. Mm-hmm. I always forget what my password is for that because it would not be one of my 3 or 4 typical passwords. It's always longer and they always request more special characters.
Yeah.
So that's really annoying too. The one that really ranks high for me is my wallet. When I can't find my wallet and I can't remember where it's at, that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Anything stand out to you, or what's most annoying on your personal list of things you forget?
I'm only saying this because I've done it multiple times and I actually did it this weekend. I'm the person who will go to a party or go to a baby shower and forget the present.
Oh boy.
I have done that.
And that annoys you instead of the other person.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll turn around and get it, but sometimes I'm like, I packed it, I wrapped it, and I left it on my table. So,
you know, when you had to leave something, go somewhere, mm-hmm. like going to the store for one thing and then you buy everything except the one thing.
Yeah.
That's another one. So, yeah, I understand that when you leave to go somewhere and you forgot. Yeah, that makes sense to me. That's good. Let us know what is the most annoying thing that you forget. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. And finally, in weird stuff, not quite what they had in mind for 4th of July, two guys in California arrested after 38,000 pounds of illegal fireworks burned down an entire building and around 50 public storage units. They were renting out multiple units, but plenty of other people's stuff was lost too. Cops say that they did a search warrant at their home, found meth, cocaine, and weapons there as well. So not a great holiday for these two guys. 5:51, we'll take a final break this hour, come back with some more wacky headlines and some good news. It's Pensacola Right Now, July 3rd edition on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3, will help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. With Joe and Gracie on Pensacola Right Now. Hope you're enjoying your Monday before the 4th of July, celebrating all weekend long. And text in what song you want to hear, what songs you like to listen to on the 4th of July, and we'll be happy to play them for our bumper music. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some more wacky and weird headlines and some good news. We still have extremely slow traffic westbound on I-10 going over Blackwater River Bridge. They have one lane closed off due to construction. That's going to be the right lane, but it has completely slowed things down on I-10. That's going to be backing up past 87, so expect some slowdowns in leading up to 87, and that's going to continue all the way through until you get past the Blackwater River Bridge. That's also slowing things down on Highway 90 throughout Pace from 87 into downtown Milton, so right near Blackwater River, and slowing things down on the kind of side streets getting onto Highway 90. So that's going to include Ward Basin Road getting onto Highway 90. So keep that in mind as well. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call, 850-262-6111 with those details. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The weather will be warm and humid as we head through tonight, and there's a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up even during the overnight hours. We're at about 50% for showers and thunderstorms on the 4th of July, our Independence Day. Might be filled with a little bit of rain, but it's not going to last all day if it does pop up. High temperatures are mainly going to be in the low 90s, but it will be humid and it will feel hotter. Those heat index values are going to run between 105 and 110. Looking through the rest of the week, it looks like similar weather, a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm as we head to the big Blue Angels Air Show. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 96, 30% chance of rain for this evening and a low of 79. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
I am happy to be proven wrong on this, but a quick look and glance of the lyrics to Thank God I'm a Country Boy, I'm not seeing the patriotic song connection on that, but maybe I'm missing something.
I'm just taking requests.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not judging.
Text them. I'm curious. 850-437-1620. Is there a particular patriotic movie? Because, like, you know, that maybe there's a movie that this is connected to that, you know, screams patriotism or whatever. Also, we got a request in for Saturday in the Park. I would not, on the list of country patriotic songs, I would not include this, but there is a specific reference to the 4th of July in the song. Mm-hmm. So I will allow that. Yes, in addition to hosting duties, I am also the official text request phone music screener.
Yes.
So
we would not expect anything less.
Somehow I got the, you know, that one slipped past my net. But, you know, let us know, 850-437-1620. Patriotic songs all show long, both today and tomorrow. So we've appreciated, and I think we've played all of them so far, so we're in good shape there. Some good news to finish out this hour. Congratulations to Brianna Burrell. She was Miss Baldwin County and over the weekend crowned Miss Alabama 2023. So in addition to winning thousands in scholarship money, Burrell is representing Alabama in the Miss America pageant.
Awesome. Love it. Also, two boys were rewarded after their quick thinking to save another little boy who was drowning in Michigan. That happened last month, but they were rewarded this past weekend. At their apartment complex, two young boys at the ages of 12 and 8 saw a seven-year-old boy fall into the pool. Quickly, he sank to the bottom. They jumped in, realized what was happening, and pulled the boy out. Then the seven-year-old's mother then performed CPR until the paramedics arrived. Well, the sheriff's office gave each boy a little bit of a shopping spree, $100 in a packet of new books for
their
heroism.
Yeah. An artist in Arkansas tying together a star-spangled piece of history. Dave Cole is in Bentonville. He's in the process of weaving the world's largest knitted American flag. Cole is a contemporary artist from New York, known for his patriotic and nostalgic pieces. He plans to finish the flag tomorrow night on Independence Day and put it on public display. So, Godspeed to you, sir, and that'll be cool to see photos of tomorrow. Hour number two in the books on a July 3rd edition of Pensacola Right Now. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. Get those requests in. Patriotic bumper music all next hour and tomorrow's show as well. Pensacola Right Now, 850-437-1620 is the number.